Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
The great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program, Krista Thompson. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Jean.
And today we're talking in the lead up to Anzac Day and how Anzac Day is being celebrated. You're actually one of the first Australian female officer to command a task group in Afghanistan. Can you perhaps tell us about your time there in that part of the world?
Certainly. I was deployed to Afghanistan between April and November in 2008. And I certainly know I was the first Australian Air Force commander, but whether I'm the first Australian female officer to command a task group, that I can't be sure of. My unit was there to conduct air battle management over probably two-thirds of Afghanistan.
Under your command, you also had American soldiers.
That's right. In my camp, I had 75 Australians and 25 Americans. They provided communication support to the job that we were doing there.
I've never had the chance of speaking to someone who's been to Afghanistan, but can you tell us briefly how the country is? I know it's landlocked, it's barren from what we've seen on television, and armies have disappeared in past battles.
Well, I personally was stationed at Kandahar Airfield. I was inside a compound, inside a heavily, you know, wired camp. But I can tell you from the briefings and other information that we received about the country, it is definitely landlocked. There is, although you'll see a line on the map that says this is Afghanistan, you have to understand that the area is very tribal, and those tribes don't recognize the borders that are shown on a map. The country itself varies from very, very barren, sandy desert to extremely high mountains, which means that a traditional land force could never, ever take that country. They never have in the past, and in my personal view, they're never going to in the future either.
I think since 2001, 25,000 Australians have served in that country, and over 40 have been killed and several hundred injured. And Australia's role keeps changing over there in Afghanistan.
Well, our role has changed over time and will probably continue to change. I guess some of that starts to get into a real political discussion, which perhaps this is not, I might not be the right person. Well, I'll have my own views, but whether I'm the right person to talk about that on radio is a different kettle of fish. I do know that Australians play very important roles, whether it could be advisory roles or tactical roles, what have you, in not only Afghanistan but other countries in that region. And we often have extremely good niche capabilities. So we can bring something to the allied forces. Australia can really make their mark, and we are incredibly highly regarded as very professional in what we do, in those capabilities that we take to the battlefield.
Let's come back to your time in Afghanistan and the troops under your command. How was Anzac Day celebrated, for example?
Well, Anzac Day occurred within the first week of me going into country. We had a dawn service for the morning shift, and then we had an afternoon service for the afternoon shift. I think every one of the people that attended those ceremonies, as well as people that were working at the time and couldn't get to them, all felt really strongly about being in a war zone on Anzac Day, and knowing that they were creating their own history, not only for themselves, but, you know, for stories for their grandchildren.
And Krista Thompson, since you've retired, you live a very busy life. You give talks around the country, and I think you were in Kalamunda, Western Australia, last week, where you grew up. Tell us about how you travel around the country and do that, and how you, as a guest speaker, can use your presence as a role model for young women to follow.
Well, I wish I could say that it's a role model for young women, because unfortunately most of the groups that I speak to are retired community members. So basically I just have my slideshow of course, on a PowerPoint, and I talk to what I see. So it's very much about the experiences that I had. People can see how we lived in country. So it's not just about the mission itself. In fact, I don't talk much about that because of the kind of mission that we were doing. But I do talk about what it was like to be there and the considerations, the concerns, some of the dilemmas, some, you know, all of those sorts of issues that go along with commanding people when you are overseas. I do wish I could speak to more younger groups, though.
I'm pretty sure that will happen in the not-so-distant future.
That would be nice.
And Krista, what will you be doing this year for Anzac Day?
I intend to go to our local branch
of the RSL.
In my community, rather than do a big march. I thought this year I will attend the small RSL branch that we've got going in our little village.
Krista Thompson, thank you so much for coming on to the French language program. It's a privilege for me, actually, to speak to the first Australian female officer who's been in Afghanistan. Thank you so much.
Jean, thank you very much. And it's been just as much of a privilege for me to serve our country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.